Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Okay, we're back. Sorry for the technical difficulty there, folks, but something happened with the switchboard here. As a result, we had to go back and regroup and reset and figure out how we're going to get back on the air. So now we're back up. But, you know, in the last segment, you know, I had a chance to just talk about, you know, the questions that I posed to the parents. And these questions are not questions that we as parents can overlook or should overlook. You know, I think these questions have some real value to it. You know, one of the things that I was just talking about was how can we raise our voice as parents, but at the same time not embarrass our children as well as ourselves. You know, there's a whole lot of things that probably need to be addressed. There's oftentimes where, you know, the high school coach or the college coach, you felt as though stepped out of line and, you know, hey, needed to have some questions thrown at them. So what do we do as parents to say, hey, okay, something's wrong, coach, a foul's a foul, you know? What do we do, if anything? You know, some may say, well, we don't do anything. We just sit back and we, you know, allow the child to take care of it. Well, parents, I'm going to tell you something about that, and I got a little problem with that if that's your philosophy. But then again, this is only the thoughts coming from me. And you know, not to say that I'm the almighty or anything close to it or even, you know, be all, know all, end all. I'm just someone that likes to express my opinion. I have no problem with expressing my opinion. You know, expressing my opinion has gotten me a few places and also has gotten me some other places. You know, some folks have been really heated with that, but life goes on, and at the end of the day, I think everybody's going to be all right. But when we talk about not pushing it to the point of embarrassing our child, you know, we talk about that sportsmanship, that good conduct, that things that we as mature adults should understand and be able to handle in any given situation. You know, not putting ourselves in a situation where, you know, we're compromising ourselves or where we're, you know, making our child look foolish and we're standing trying to run out in the middle of the court or we're trying to get out on the field or whatever. No. None of that is required. None of that is necessary. None of that is something that we should even consider or even try to do. In the end, what we should be able to do is maturely, very maturely, handle and address all issues. And at the same time, educate our children to be able to handle and address all issues with dignity and respect. That dignity and respect needs to come on both ends, though. If they feel as though the coach and you know, it's a very tough thing nowadays with our kids because they walk around, oftentimes a lot of them walk around with this little chip on their shoulder and they think that nobody's respecting them. And all actuality, they're the ones that's doing a lot of the disrespecting. But that's where we are here as mature adults and adults that understand and trying to help them grow and trying to nurture them to be very functional and capable adults later on in life, helping them understand how to get through those minor struggles and become better people. So having said all that, you know, we must understand and must push that, you know, they learn how to get through some things. And that's the only way they're going to learn is we teaching them. Because if they learn it out there on the street, may not be the right thing that we want them to learn. But how do we express our voices without making a fool of ourselves, without putting ourselves in a situation where we are compromising ourselves or we're embarrassing our child or we're embarrassing ourselves? But we must be able to raise our voice. And one of the things that I highlighted in the last segment of the show was simply that, think about this. You know, your child goes away to school. He or she is 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old. You know that he or she is still going to be living in your household. You're still paying taxes and the whole nine works. We know everything that we do as parents. But you call the school one day and you try to get some information on their grades, and you're told that, not unless your child signs a waiver, then we can't give you access to that information. Okay, what's wrong with that picture? I understand that we're trying to develop them into responsible adults, and I understand that a lot of parents, you know, you have that connection, and you children just open up and, you know, make sure that they do the right thing. But I've talked to a large number of parents that said that they didn't have access to their child's grade. They didn't have access to information from the academic advisor because the child has yet to sign the waiver. So how do we as parents address that issue with the powers to be? And I think that issue needs to be addressed at the NCAA level. With the powers to be, to ensure that, okay, hey, I understand you want to have that level of privacy. You want to have that level of concern. And you want to help them maintain and grow and nurture and to be responsible adults and all that other kind of stuff. But I bet you a few years back when that young man broke his leg there on national television, they thought twice about sending that bill directly to him. I bet you they sent it to his household. Help me understand that. So this growing and nurturing and making sure that they take on a level of responsibility, why is that only for certain situations? Why isn't that something that's consistently being put out there? Either it's going to play or it's not going to play. Give us a call, folks, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. If you hit option one, you want to join in on the conversation, you hit option one, that'll bring you up on the Parents Code of Parents Network, and we'll let you go ahead and say what you need to say, how you want to do it. That's all to it. But as always, folks, we're here to provide some information. We're just trying to stimulate some things that make you want to say. And the reason why I want you to say that, because there are some things that's going on out there in the sporting industry, in the sporting world, especially dealing with our children going from high school to college, college on off to, and at that point, they are grown when they go from college, most of the time from college to the professional ranks. But still, they need that guidance because I still say to this day, and I'm gonna be hold steadfast on this, I'm gonna hold strong on it, and I'm gonna put all my power behind it. I still say to this day that the average 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27-year-old, 28-year-old, 29-year-old, and in some cases the average 30-year-old cannot stand toe to toe, eye to eye with that fast talking car salesman of a coach. And what I mean by fast talking car salesman of a coach, those coaches that's out there that that think that they are, you know, just move this button. And when you're talking about high school coaches, when you're talking about college coaches, when you're talking about your college coaches, you know, they are trained salesmen. You know, they take courses on marketing, getting their point across, sales strategies and techniques. You know, they sharpen their skills so that they're able to come out and basically, hey, sell the dough out of a biscuit without even breaking the crust when it comes down to getting our children to sign with their school. You know, they do all the right things. I have heard of very few situations where the coaches came out and they did their visit, or a child went out on an official visit and everything went wrong. They go out of their way to make sure all I's are dotted and T's are crossed, except for, and all depends on who you're talking to on this case, when we talk about Louisville. When we talk about Louisville, we may be talking about a different situation. But again, as I said in the last segment, I find it very hard to believe that the head coach did not know, or stated he didn't know, about that situation. I've been on a number of official and unofficial visits. And I don't know if it was because I was there that the head coach made his presence or let me know that he was well aware of what was going on and he was the one that was calling the shots. Had it been a different situation if I wasn't on campus with my child? Interesting. But then that brings up another question. Why would you allow your child to go on an official visit, parent, if you're unable to attend? Somebody needs to be there. Not the AAU coach, not the summer league coach, not somebody else that's going to make a decision or help make a decision for your child. Somebody needs to be there. Someone needs to be there that's going to have that child's best interest at heart. Best interest at heart. Have to. It's not an optional thing. You know, I talked about the Louisville situation because I heard it on Outside the Lines this morning, and, you know, that the jury is still out on that, and they tried to track down the coach that was terminated for his actions and things that he did, so on and so forth. And, again, I find it very hard to believe that the head coach had no knowledge of it. Goes back to that same scandal when we talk about what happened in University of North Carolina. Head coach claimed he had no knowledge of it. Goes back to, you know, when we talk about what happened up in Syracuse. Again, head coach claimed he had no knowledge of it. Goes back to when we're talking about the situation with Reggie Bush out at USC. Again, head coach claimed he has no knowledge of it. So why is he always the spokesman when he comes sit down in our living room if when the water gets a little muddy and stuff get a little thick, then all of a sudden he has no knowledge of it? what type of staff do, or what type of supervision is he employing, and what type of staff has he hired? Because that staff is there with him. That staff is who he has hand-selected. That's not somebody that the school says, you're going to have this individual here on your staff. Because we all know that, because when the head coach gets fired, guess what? Don't everybody else go out the door too? Ask yourself these questions as parents of athletes. Ask a question. And how can we have more of a voice in that process? That's what I'm advocating for, to have more of a voice in that process. But when we have that voice, we have an educated, well-thought-out, sound-mind voice to make sure that our children are getting the best out of every situation. There should be no time that our children walk away from any of these institutions that they have helped generate millions of dollars, and the child walks away and don't have a degree? Really? If you thought that child was going to take you to the next NCAA tournament and you're going to make it to the Final Four or the Elite Eight or whatever, I bet you would make sure that that child is in class then, dotting every I, crossing every T. So, folks, why are we disconnecting ourselves from that process? We can't afford to. We must keep ourselves engaged in that process. It's not an optional thing. It's a must. It's mandatory. I applaud a number of parents that I know that are actively involved in their child's lives. I commend them. I applaud them. Two chairs, hands up, whole works. Still so many that are still so disconnected from the process. They're allowing this coach to make decisions, that coach to make decisions. Some guy that you met out on the street that claims he's connected to such and such and such and such. Really? Parents, if you're in one of those situations, it's a sad day. It's a sad day. It is truly a sad day if you have placed yourself in that situation, where someone that has known your child for every bit of 2 or 3 years, 4 or 5 years at the most, is now making the decisions, that child's future for the rest of his or her life. But I see it. It's happening all the time. You have these AAU coaches. You have these all-star team coaches. You have these trainers. You have these street agents that's making decisions for our children. And the worst part about it, we're allowing them to make that decision. Why are we doing that? Where is our voice? Our voice is sitting back in the shadows, praying that everything goes right. Why? Because we haven't educated ourselves to the point of where we feel as though we're competent enough to speak on these issues. But the Parent Coaching Parents Network is here to help you get to that point. We want to share our resources, our pipelines, our networks with you, each and every parent out there that has a child that's involved in sports, so that you understand, so that you're able to speak up and speak out. Be able to break it down and elaborate on the things that you need to. Not just sitting back waiting for somebody to tell you what's the next step. It's a process, folks. But it's a process that hits us so fast, and we have such little time to act on it. A lot of times we overlook it because we may be overwhelmed with trying to still do things in the household, you know, with the rest of the family. But you got to realize that that situation impacts your child that's trying to get his or her scholarship to college. But it impacts the entire family. The dynamics of the family changes once that child is off and about to take that step to go on to college. So, again, we have to have an active voice. We have to have a voice that's able to speak up and speak out. But when we speak up and speak out, we have to be able to speak up and speak out intelligently. Not just coming off with the first thing that pops up in our head and rambling on some old stuff. We need to speak up and speak out intelligently. We need to let folks know what we really and truly think about whatever's going on. Again, prime example, one of the examples that I brought up was simply thinking about your child goes away to school, and then next thing you know, you try to sign up what the child's grades are, and they tell you they can't talk to you because your child hasn't signed a waiver. But your child's still on your tax form. Your child still comes home and still lays up in your house. And that, you know, I'm not that part is not a concern for me. The part is that that's a concern where the NCAA or that institution can say that. But in the same note, same breath, same time, same place, if they turn around and your child gets injured and there is an astronomical medical bill, that bill is coming to who? The parents of Michael Scott, the parents of Stephen Jackson, the parents of Abraham Lincoln, the parents of Barack Obama. Really? Really? Truly? That's the way that goes down? So, where is our voice, parents? Where is our voice? You know, for about the last hour or so, I've been, well, actually, about the last 45 minutes, we had to take a little break because we had to reset some things, but we've been talking about some good stuff. If you want to chime in on the conversation, give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Hit option one and let me know you want to chime in on the conversation or you have something that you want to add to the conversation. Hey, you know, I ain't sitting here trying to be the know-it-all. I want to hear what your thoughts are because you, parents, have been involved in this process just like I am. You know, love to hear your thoughts. That way I can share some of your thoughts with some other parents. And we keep this thing going on and on and on and on. And as they say back in the old school, to the break of dawn. You know, but I ain't going to say too much of that because some of you may not understand what I'm talking about. You may not be quite there yet, not as seasoned as I am. All right, folks, you know, we love to hear from you, love to hear your thoughts. Again, if you hit option one, that'll let me know that you have something that you want to add to the conversation. I'm going to step out for a second here, step away from the microphone, and I'll come right back. We'll prepare to wrap this thing up if I don't have any questions.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, we're back, and as I prepare to wrap up this another show, and I was hoping to have some questions chime in here, and if you wasn't able to get through for whatever reason or another, always you can send me a message on Facebook. You can look us up in Parents Go to Parents Network, or you can check us out on Twitter, check us out on Instagram as well. Or, hey, if you get the time and you just want to just sit down and just rattle off a nice little email to us, you can always hit us up at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com. Love to hear from you. Well, folks, we've had another wonderful show, and hopefully I share some things with you and just put some thoughts in your head on some things that we need to do as parents, how we need to step up our game as parents involved in this sporting industry alongside our children, how we must be our children's biggest advocate at all times. It's not an optional thing, parents. It's a must at all times. Being their biggest advocate takes them to another level. And that's what we're trying to do with them, and that's what we're trying to share with them. So as always, you know, that's something that we cannot forget, we cannot overlook. We cannot even sit back and say, hey, we can't do it. Well, if you want to check us out again and share the word, put the word out there, folks. Put the word out there. I want to see more folks calling in and joining our conversation. The Parents Coach Parents Network airs every Sunday evening, Eastern Standard Time, at 9:30 p.m. 9:30 p.m. every Sunday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, hey, hopefully I did something for you today. And if I haven't, please help us help you. That's our motto here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. You have a great day. Keith, where you at? Keith Wright, take us out. My man, Keith, you got his little piece I call the college experience, and hopefully we'll get Keith to play a little something for us and take us out of here with his music. Let me see where he at.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
All right, he's making smart cool. We'll see you next week. Have a great evening, folks.